Oh, that's right, girls. Take your stuff out to the porch with the other luggage.
Nancy, we're only going home for a few days. What do you need two suitcases for?
My clothes and my dirty laundry.
Judy! If we're going to New York for the weekend, let's not be late. I want to see your bags down here on the double. Thank you. Molly, get a move on. Your parents are going to pick you up any minute. Hey, girls, I thought I told you to put your luggage out on the porch.
It is.
Then what do you call this?
Blair's luggage.
She's traveling light.
Now remember, Tootie, when you are in New York, there are three things you must see. The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, and the biggie, Bloomingdale's.
Oh, Bloomies will be my first stop. I'm gonna run right over there and buy myself a bra.
Tootie, there's no rush.
Oh, yeah. Molly, do I have to build a fire under ya?
Boy, I can't wait to get back home to Kansas City. Smell the wheat, have a big stack of Mom's pancakes, and go fishing with Dad down at Miller's Pond. It all sounds so wholesome, I could barf. Blair, you know what you can do with New York.
I'm coming. Hello, good morning, Eastland School. Oh, Dr. Parker. Yeah, Molly's right here. Just a minute, Dr. Parker. Oh, Molly, it's for you. It's your dad.
I'm not here.
Well, I just told him you were here. How can I tell him you're not here?
Lie.
I can't lie to your father.
Dr. Parker, I'm afraid I don't see her right now. Could you hold on for just a minute, please? Thank you. Get over there and pick up that phone. Molly, what is going on here?
I hate him. First he moved out, and then he sent for his clothes, and now they're getting a divorce and splitting me up between them, and it's his turn this vacation, but I'm not going. It's all too personal. I don't want to talk about it.
Wow. Could you run that by me again? Your mother and father are getting a divorce, and your father's picking you up, and you don't want to go with him, and you don't even want to talk about it, and you're dropping this bomb on us now, right before vacation, and I'm beginning to sound like you. Molly, I believe that's for you.
I just left.
I'll answer the phone. Molly! Molly!
Hello, Dr. Parker? This is Tootie Ramsey. Lucky thing you called. I have this terrible pain in my back, and it really... Oh, you're an orthodontist. That's okay. I have an overbite, too.
Oh, one more lap and I would have caught her. Dr. Parker, sorry. I just can't seem to run her down. Huh? Oh, terrific. I'll see that she's ready for you when you get here. All righty. Bye.
Molly!
Your father's calling from a gas station in Peekskill. He's going to be here in 10 minutes.
I'm not going with him. I don't care what the court says. Not taking me into custody.
Oh, custody? Molly. Oh,
we'll go up with her, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, I know how she feels. Oh, you're an amateur at this, Cindy. I've been through it 3 times.
Well, Mrs. Garrett, I'm off for a glorious week at Club Med. Well, I really need this vacation. I've had enough of teachers and kids and concerned parents. I need some time all to myself. Of course, there may be a few grown-up women there. How do I look?
like a headmaster in a frontier singles bar.
Perfect, just the look I was after.
Mr. Bradley, we're having a crisis here. Did you know that Molly's parents are getting a divorce? And she won't talk to her father.
Getting a divorce? Gee, I guess I better check to see who we were sending the bills to. Remind me when I get back.
Her father's picking her up in 10 minutes, and she refuses to spend the holiday with him.
Gee, that's tough, but divorce is a family affair. He'll handle it when he gets here.
Mr. Bradley, Molly really needs our help.
Mrs. Garrett, don't be such a nosy mother hen. I got a plane to catch.
How can you run out on her?
Mrs. Garrett, it isn't our place to meddle in the parent-child relationships. He'll be here in a minute. They'll work it out. Gotta go. Surf's up.
Mrs. Garrett, did you hear the news?
Molly's parents are splitting up.
Scooped again.
Oh, come on, Molly. You'll get used to having divorced parents.
No, I won't.
Sure you will. Your mother will start a whole new life. She'll date rich, older men.
How sad.
Sad? Older men make great husbands. How often can they be unfaithful?
Then your father will move in with someone young enough to be his daughter. You'll be able to wear her clothes.
It sounds awful. My parents would never think of getting a divorce.
Of course not. No one gets a divorce in Kansas. They can never decide who gets custody of the cow.
They don't have to decide. They can make a giant hamburger and split it.
Sure, Blair. Go ahead and put down the Midwest. Just because our marriages are normal. Normal? You call living in a Norman Rockwell painting normal? Divorce is what's normal. Over half of today's marriages end in divorce.
It really isn't that bad, Molly. Besides, you get guilt presents like you wouldn't believe.
Guilt presents? Sure. One holiday you're with your father, the next you're at home with your mother.
If she gets the house.
She'll get the house. That's the American way.
No, the American way is nice people staying married.
Who taught you that? Your mommy and daddy?
That's right, Blair. It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your mother is?
How would you like me to take some of Mom's apple pie?
Go ahead and try, Blair. Just try.
Would you grow up?
Why don't you?
Oh, good. I'm glad you girls are comforting Molly. Cindy, Nancy, you got a plane to catch.
Oh, that's right. But we can't leave Molly now. She's in the middle of a divorce.
Molly, why don't you spend the spring break with me?
No, that won't work, Cindy. She's got to face up to this sooner or later, and the sooner the better. Listen, get your stuff together, and I'll drive you to the front gate in a few minutes.
Okay. Goodbye, Molly.
All right, good luck, Molly.
Bye,
guys.
Send postcards.
Okay. Molly, you want to talk about what's going on?
No.
You sound mad. I don't blame you. It's a rough deal.
Molly, go ahead and cry. You're not wearing mascara.
Too mad to cry.
Oh, good. Be mad. Get it out. Get it all out.
Mrs. Garrett, we're going to miss our plane.
Yeah, would you get your fanny downstairs?
Well, I'm moving it as fast as I can. I'll be right back, honey. Carry on, girls.
It sure is sad when love ends.
Not if alimony begins.
It doesn't have to end sad. Parents can get back together. Mine did.
Really? Tell me how.
I got sick. Mononucleosis. There I was, lying helpless in the hospital. My pillow was fluffed, and my bedpan was out of sight. Then my parents came into my room and saw my weak and frail body just lying there. I buy everything so far but the weak and frail part. Then my father pulled the curtain for privacy. Only the woman in the next bed kept coughing. My father looked into my mother's eyes and said, "What does that woman have?" And that's how they started talking again. Now they're living at home together. Who knows, they might even get married.
What a terrific idea. Molly, I bet that worked for your parents.
Yeah, but I'm not sick.
Oh, sure you are. Oh, you have a terrible fever, and you feel very dizzy. Get it? Oh, yeah. I think I have mononucleosis.
Make it twice as bad. You've got stereonucleosis.
Better put your robe on before you get the shakes.
Okay, we'll call your mother and tell her you're sick. I bet she'd come right over. And then, when she sees your father, it'll be love all over again.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. That has got to be the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Keep out of this, Blair. We're trying to save a marriage. It'll be just like that story in this month's Cosmo.
Sue Ann, if you believe that story, you probably believe the bust enlargement ads in the back of the magazine.
You mean they don't work?
Come on, Molly. Let's go call your mom.
I can't wait to see the look on Mom's face when she just happens to run into Dad.
Yeah. Right, come on.
You should have seen Molly on the phone, Mrs. Garrett. Boy, did she give a performance.
She said she had a terrible fever and dizzy spells.
She did a snow job.
Molly, do you think that dragging your mother up here to confront your father is such a terrific thing to do?
Oh, she'll thank me when she and Dad get together again.
I told them it was crazy, but the Midwest meddler insisted.
A Blair? Go suck a haystack.
Girls! Molly, does your mother know that your father's gonna be here?
Of course not. That would spoil the surprise.
Men over 40 shouldn't be surprised unless there's a paramedic standing by. Molly, do you think that bringing your mother and father here means they're gonna get back together?
It worked for me.
You're not gonna tell my father that Mother's coming up, Mrs. Garrett.
That's right, Mrs. Garrett. Best friends don't squeal.
Right. Yeah, right, what I say. If you can't stand the heat, go into the kitchen.
All right. I won't squeal.
Oh, good.
But I won't put up with your play acting. Off with the robe.
Okay.
Hey, there's a snappy-looking dude coming up the driveway.
Huh? Could that be your father?
No, my father dresses like a dentist.
Did he get out of a Dodge Dart?
No, it's a silver Porsche.
That's not my father.
Don't be too sure. After the separation, men always buy a German sports car. It makes them feel macho.
Dr. Parker.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Come in, come in.
Molly. Oh, you look so beautiful, honey. You too grown up to give your father a hug? Come on, give it a try. Ah. Oh, gee, I missed you, sweetheart. Hey, I brought you a little present.
Thanks. A little present? Well, it's a beginning.
Aren't you going to open it?
Later. You look so different. Where's your suit and your tie and your Dodge Dart?
Traded them all in. I had a midlife crisis garage sale.
Has Mom seen the new you?
Yeah, no, once or twice.
I guess you noticed she looks better than ever.
Well, she always looks terrific.
Oh, and you got yourself a gold chain.
Just some old fillings I repossessed from slow-paying patients.
Dr. Parker, I'm going to get you a cup of coffee.
Well,
No, I won't take no for an answer. Molly, introduce your father to your friends.
Oh, sure, Dad. These are my friends.
Hi.
Hi, friends. Well, ready to go, Mom?
No! Daddy, you've got to stay.
Why?
Because any minute now, your wife...
Anyway, we'd like to get to know you better.
Yeah, come on.
Please, sit down. Make yourself at home.
You know, I've always been fascinated by orthodontia. Probably because I've never needed it myself.
I wonder who that could be. Hello?
That's not Molly's mother.
I'm with Dr. Parker.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
Molly, this is Angela.
Who's Angela?
Yeah, who's Angela?
She's a friend of mine.
Hi, Molly. It's nice to meet you.
Angela's gonna have lunch with us. I thought it was time the two of you got acquainted.
Here, for you. Boy, are we going to have a good time together today. Just the three of us.
And Molly's mother makes four.
Molly, you know, you're all that your father talks about.
How come he's never talked about you?
Well, because... Why haven't you mentioned me, Jeff?
Girls, hot cocoa in the kitchen. Come, girls, fill up your mugs.
Right, it's cocoa.
But I don't want to miss what happens when you know who gets here.
Molly, I didn't mean this to be a shock to you.
No, actually, it was my idea.
I just thought that it was time for you to meet Angela.
Okay, I've met her. What about Mom?
Now, Molly, you know your mom and I really weren't very happy together.
But I was. You don't care about me.
Of course I do, honey. Just because I'm not living at home doesn't mean I don't love you as much as I always have.
That's just talk. You're selfish, and I hate you.
Molly, please.
You see, you should have mentioned me.
Ever since I moved out of the house, I can't seem to do anything right where she's concerned.
She can't help it, Dr. Parker. She just can't accept the idea of your divorce yet.
I hope she'd have gotten used to it by now.
It's going to take a little time.
Well, Miss Fix-It, what are you going to do when Molly's mother gets here?
Will you just shut up, Blair? It's awful enough.
This is one time it doesn't feel so good to be right. I'm going to go talk to Molly.
Fathers can't be trusted. My heart feels like it's busted. Boy, am I disgusted. I got a right to sing the blues.
That's it. Sing it, Molly. Let it all out.
What a crummy thing to do, bringing that sneaky frizzhead up here. She's gonna ruin Mom and Dad falling back in love.
Oh, I see. You're still trying to get the folks back together again, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna work out. Once he sees Mom again, he'll drop that floozy.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Molly, what was it like when you were all together?
It was terrific. It was wonderful.
Molly, you said yourself your mom and dad fought all the time. Okay, so it wasn't that terrific.
But at least we were together until Dad ruined it.
Come on, Molly. What was it really like?
Well, Dad would come home late from the office, because he's a workaholic. That's what Mom says. And then she would say, "You've ruined dinner again." And then he would say, "How can I ruin it? You cooked it." And I bet I know what happened after dinner. They'd go into the bedroom, and they'd argue.
No, they figured out a way to argue in front of me.
They'd smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my mother was a whiz at that. So what if you've torn up my credit cards, dear? I just ran your favorite sweater down the garbage disposal.
Molly, is that really what you want them back together for?
It's better than nothing.
Oh, no, it isn't. That's that terrible game called staying together for the kids. You try to convince them you're so happy together, and then everybody's miserable.
Well, it wasn't that bad. And it would have gotten better if they'd loved me enough to keep trying to make it work.
Molly, let me tell you something. I've had a father and two stepfathers, and all of them put together haven't given me as much love as your father's trying to give you right now. Hey, you know me. I don't envy anyone. But downstairs, when your father gave you that hug, well, I got kind of close. I'm going to turn you over to Mrs. Garrett. She's the expert.
Well, Molly, how are you feeling now?
I don't know. I'm just so confused.
Molly, just because your parents are divorcing each other doesn't mean they're divorcing you. Oh, Molly. There's no magic pill. But I can tell you one thing. It does get better.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Now, why don't you go downstairs and tell your father your mother's arriving soon, huh?
Hey, Molly! Guess what? I got another idea. See, when your mom gets here, we'll tell her that Angela's my sister and that your dad is gonna go to...
Forget it.
Oh, Molly.
So, you're Dr. Parker's dental hygienist.
That's right.
Sounds like fun. Just the two of you and all that laughing gas.
Dr. Parker, Molly will be right. Mr. Brownlee.
Mrs. Garrett.
What are you doing here? You left.
I'm back. Because when one of my girls hurts, I hurt. Guess that's why I'm the headmaster.
What about Hawaii?
Oh, Hawaii isn't going to go anywhere. Besides, there are some things more important than sitting on a beach with a pig at a luau.
Molly.
Dad, I'm sorry I said I hated you.
That's okay, honey. Listen, I tell you what. Why don't we sit down and have a little talk, just the two of us?
Can I talk first? I did a real dumb thing. I called Mama, told her I was sick, and she'll be here any minute because I wanted you and her to get back together. But who'd have figured on you bringing Angela? And what are we going to do now?
Molly, I just remembered how much I love you.
Me too, Daddy.
Now, don't you worry about your mom, because she's doing just fine in her new career, and she has a special friend of her own.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to go on our vacation?
Sure. But what about Mom?
Oh, we'll wait till she gets here so she'll know everything's all right.
But she'll see Angela.
Oh, she already knows Angela. They're friends, almost.
How nice. A match approved by the American Dental Association.
I missed my plane, and there's no problem.
But tell me, isn't this better than sitting on the beach with a pig at a luau?
Thank you.